Good evening. It's 7 p.m. on Monday night. That means it's game time for the Marriage Table with your host, Eric.
And Fran. It's a show that tackles the issues that rival the modern day marriage.
Together, we're going to take the field with a game plan that will give teen marriage the win. So let's
get ready
for the kickoff on the Marriage Table.
Welcome. It's another Monday here on the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Yes, this is the Marriage Playbook Season 8, Game 5, Meet the Parents. We are so excited about this topic. We want to talk about how important it is for you to meet the parents of your bride-to-be or the groom. It is very important, so we're going to get into that. But before then, listen, if you would like to tune in, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. You can log on any computer or any mobile device. Also, if you would like to go back and listen to any previous segments or any series, you can do that as well. Also, don't forget to dial 646-668-8485. 646-668-8485. Listen, this is the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Listen, Coach Eric, how are you on this great Monday?
Oh, I'm feeling just capital on this Monday. You know what time it is? It's time for the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Hey, man, and I'm really excited about this topic, meet the parents. Oh, man, I'm going to get into it when we get back, but we're going to take this little break, and we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. Again, the Marriage Playbook, Season 8, Game 5. Meet the parents. You know, we're on Blog Talk Radio, PJC Media, Real Christian Radio. And we're going to dive right into this topic. And I'm going to give you sort of an introduction. Now, often you hear me say on the show that marriage is or should be a community decision. Okay, the community of your friends, your loved ones, your family. Okay, your church, your pastor, and his or her spouse. Okay, particularly your parents, your mother and your father. Okay, now to miss this step of not meeting the parents because of fear of their opinion, concern whether or not they're going to accept your spouse or not, you know, will end up affecting your happiness in the long run. You know, because you're afraid they might be able to identify a negative flaw in your potential spouse. Okay, so this is for your own protection. So we advise you with all diligence that you do not neglect to meet the parents.
Listen, this is a really, really good subject because I used to think when our children disobey or don't take our advice and things like that, but I'm noticing even more you have adults that don't take advice from people because we get to a place where we're older now or nobody can tell me anything because I am an adult or I consider myself an adult. But my thing is, no matter how old you get, I don't care how long you have lived and walked this life, you should always be open to counsel when you're making a decision, especially such as marriage. I think sometimes we, like Coach Eric says before on previous shows, you know, we get consultation on a new car that we should buy.
Mm-hmm.
We get consultation on the house that we should buy.
Mm-hmm.
We get consultation, women, on our hairdo. What do you think about this color, or what do you think about this weave? Do you think it curlier look nice or straighter look nice? We go to our girlfriends, or we go to those who we think that will give us the best advice about what we're asking about. But we are so fearful of going to them when it comes to us meeting someone. When we feel like we done fell in love and we got the googly eyes and, you know, you're just so in love that you don't want to see anything other than what you're seeing right now. And that is a very, very dangerous position to put yourself in. Also, you got to think about if you are a child of God and you know according to God's word how he tells us as Christians how to date and how to marry, then you already know why bring them to a specific person or to your pastor or to a mentor or to someone that's going to give you godly counsel, because a lot of times we already know that we're entering into something and we're entering into it the way that would not please God.
One thing, Coach Fran, I realize about it, I just thought about this. A lot of times we choose people who we want, and then we don't give nobody else a choice because we already chose who we want. Okay, so we make the decision already in our hearts what we want to do. We don't want to hear any counsel. We don't want to hear any advice because we already made the choice and we choose as is. Now, you mentioned something that was valid. Everything we do that's important, we always get counsel. We seek counsel on what kind of car to buy, where to buy a house. We seek counsel what schools to go to. Now, all these are very important decisions. But marriage is the number two decision that a person makes in their life. The first one is whether or not you're going to give your life to God, whether you're going to be saved or not. But the second most important decision is whether or not you're going to get married, who you're going to get married to. And we should not enter into that thing lightly. Now, this is what every preacher says pretty much in every marriage sermon. Marriage is something that should not be entered into lightly. But we enter into it so lightly with no advice. We go into it more ill-advised than anything else. This is why in church and in the secular world, 50% of marriages end in divorce, because we usually go into divorce ill-advised and at the least unprepared.
Let me tell you, I want to go to the playbook really quickly. And this is the English version, the English Vise version of this. And this is talking about counsel. I'm going to read these three scriptures right quick. It says the way, this is Proverbs 12 and 15, and you can also check it out in the King James Version also. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 11 and 14, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. We don't think about people. The first thing come to our mind is we don't want nobody to see us happy, or they're jealous, or they're hating on us. I hear that a lot, and no one ever say, you know what, I'm going to consider what you said to me. They never say, you know what, let me check that out. Let me pray about it, because I even tell people, pray about what I'm even saying to you. You know, go look in the scriptures, search the scriptures, get before God and pray, and then be able to see it from an open point of view. Not that that person may not be for you, but you don't want to neglect the fact that there's areas that you may need to address during the courtship process, during the dating process. You don't want to leave anything open just because now I'm so in love. Proverbs 15 and 22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs 19:20-21. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that ye may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. I want to read one more. Psalms 1. I love Psalms 1:1-6. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. I don't know why we go to people we know can't give us good advice. But we go to them because we know 9 times out of 10 they're going to say what we want them to say. But the thing that we don't look at is at the same time that person is setting you up for your demise, you know, because they don't want to really see you happy, and they can see that that person not for you. So they're going to go ahead and push an edge that on, even hook you up with the wrong person. Nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. When you're meditating on God's word and your relationship is built with God and you're solid, you're rooted and grounded in love, let me tell you something. Not only will you hear counsel, but you'll hear the Lord when he speaks to your heart and tell you that that person is not for you. I'm going to read the rest of this. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. You hook up with the wrong person, your fruit may end up being destroyed. And its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I just needed to read that. It is so many more. Proverbs 24 and 6, Proverbs 28 and 26. 20 and 18, you need to just really go through the book of Proverbs. That's a book of wisdom. And it also show you what an individual, who an individual really is, or who they really are. 2 Corinthians 3:16, Psalm 119 105, Proverbs 19, I mean, it goes on and on and on. So the Lord never wants us to be ignorant. You know, it is really safety and counsel, and sometimes it may be a no. Sometimes it may be you need to wait. It may be you need to check this out. But you need to get with someone and listen to what they're saying.
Well said, Coach Fran. Now, I really want to get into our first segment. Okay, but one of the things that popped in my mind when Coach Fran was talking is that why would you, you know, sneak around and privately do a thing without counsel? Why would you do something that's going to cause you harm without counsel? Here's the question. The question is this. Now, if someone has a problem or there's an issue that someone may find in your spouse, because when you choose someone without giving anybody else a choice or opinion, even to buy and leave, and you force this individual on your family and in your life because that's what you wanted, if you let people deal with the individual, we might be able to fix something that was going to hurt you in the long run. And you might have given yourself or given your potential spouse a chance to adjust. But when you just cram them in on the family and yourself, you create a problem for yourself. Now, let's move to our first segment. And I'm excited to get into this because there's a lot of information. And I hope it's a blessing to you, I pray. Our first segment is called Community Decision. Community Decision. And this is one of the essential keys to a successful marriage. The process in the forming of a union should not be a covert operation. What you sneaking around for? You rolling up in the marriage like a Navy SEAL, like you special forces or something, in the dark. Surprise, this is my new husband, this is my new wife. Guess who the surprise is going to be on?
You.
It's going to be on you. Now, your secret pact or your little secret covenant may become a public mess because you came in secretly.
That's right.
If your plan is to make a life with someone, then what sense does it make to hide your potential spouse away from those who gave you life and the people who were instrumental in the building of your life. Why would you hide someone who's going to be part of your family from your family? How is he going to know how to adjust? How is he going to know how you live? How is he going to be able to make an adjustment?
The other thing, Coach Eric, is how would he even know how to assist you
right.
as his
or
wife, you know, or even to assess you? Because it works both ways. We're talking about men and women because we know men do the same thing, never bring the young lady around, never bring them around. They say, you know, oh, I'm getting married or I got married. And, okay, everyone might receive aid.
Right.
But the other thing is you can't turn around and then be mad at everybody and you know, got this attitude with everyone when you solely made this decision on your own. You didn't want any advice. You didn't want anyone to give you counsel. You didn't want anyone to instruct you, you know. And, again, it goes back to what I just said earlier before we started the segment. It has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do with age. It has fact of wanting to be making a wise decision when it comes to joining somebody in your life. Now, I want to say this because I would never backpedal, but I do want to say this.
Uh-huh.
I want to say that you do have you may have family members or you may have situations where you wasn't really close with bonded with your family and that you may have a lot of controversy. That's the cleanest way I can put it, you know, and you do have families like that. There's a lot of discord and there's a lot of drama and there's a lot of things going on. So I understand that too. That's not all the cases, but I do know some like that. And what I always advise people is one thing about God, he loves us so much that he would never allow us to be in a situation or a position where we're ever alone where he will not send someone.
Mm-hmm.
So before we say, oh, well, I never had nobody there and I don't have nobody, I'm telling you, I don't care if it come up on a billboard. God loves you so much that if you go to him for counsel and seeking guidance in what to do, what you should do anyway with going to your parents or going to a mentor or going to your pastor, of course, you know, you can never say that you were not warned if that person was not for you or you weren't warned, you know, if you were to wait or if you had to wait for instructions or you had to wait for this person to develop. Because that's the other thing I noticed. It's like we don't want the other person to develop. And it's for several reasons. If that person not developed, not only they don't know their responsibility as a husband or a wife, but then they actually don't know what the word is saying according to even how you're supposed to represent and how you're supposed to obey and how you're supposed to surrender and submit, you know. And sometimes we link up to people that we know have no clue about what God's word is saying because now you don't have anyone that's going to hold you accountable to what you need to do.
Well said. Now, to not involve those who know and love you in your process is inadvisable. That being said, the courtship, and I said courtship, should be a community endeavor. When you love someone to the extent of possible marriage, now I want you to listen to this closely, not only should it not be a secret, there should be an announcement to your family and your close community. Because the question is, what are you hiding? Now, I just had this conversation with my pastor just a few minutes ago. Anytime you hide something from your parents, it's always something bad.
It's always something bad.
When you hide something from your parents, you don't want your parents to know, it's something bad. The whole concept of bringing somebody home to meet your mother, meet your father, means you found somebody that you felt that was appropriate, that your family would accept, that you love and want to spend your life with. That's why you bring them home to meet the parents.
Also, my question would always be this, you know, backing up what Coach Eric just said, what's in your heart that you're operating in that way, you know? I mean, I know we can fall in love, and love sometimes allow us and make us do foolish things. But when we become children of God and we say we love the Lord and we want to be happy, see, this is the thing. You can't want to be happy and want to desire to make someone happy or in a relationship, because really the joy of the Lord individually, each person should have. have that coming into the marriage. But I'm talking about as me loving my husband and wanting to do all that I can do to please my husband. And know because of the love I have for God and the love that God has shown me, and because I waited for somebody to display that same type of love unto me. See, some of the things is like we'll connect with someone, we can care less about anything else that's going on, but then we're so hurt and so devastated because they didn't give back the love or the attention or the affection or the, they didn't give anything back after the marriage. Or, you know, and it's like, who do we blame? We'll blame the person. Matter of fact, we'll talk about the person like a dog, and we'll run their name down in the mud. But if you be truly honest with yourself, you know, and guess what? I did too. Sometimes you got to look at yourself and say, you know what? I messed up right there. I made that decision. So now, God, forgive me. I repent so I can move on. You can heal me and deliver me. But what happens is we get stuck and we'll blame the person for the decision we made when all we had to do was get counsel. You know, you may not like the way your parents is going to say it. You know, they might say it in a strange kind of way. They may not agree. They may not even like the person, you know. But if you get counsel, then you'll know whether this is coming from a personal perspective, is coming from a spiritual perspective, what do you really think, and then go on from there. And guess what else? Please do not discuss what somebody say to you about your spouse or about the person. That's between you and the person giving you counsel. You know, a lot of people mess up with that, too. I'm giving you counsel. You done ran and told the person. So now they can use that to make you isolate yourself even the more from the person that's trying to help you because you didn't like what that person said.
I like this word you use, Coach Francis, isolate. This is what lions do when they hunt. They isolate the prey. You know what they do? They get the weakest one in the pack and isolate them from the rest of the pack. Isolate them from their protection. They get a young one or somebody injured or somebody old. Or in this case, we're married, somebody naive or somebody desperate, and they isolate you. A man can isolate a desperate woman from his family or a desperate man from his family with the intent on hurting them, devouring them, not loving them. The protection is your family checking that person out, vetting that individual, if you will. Now, marriage is the second most important decision you will ever have to make in your life. Salvation is the first. Marriage is the second. For your success and safety, full disclosure here is paramount.
Yes.
Got to have full disclosure here.
Yes.
No matter how uncomfortable and embarrassing this may be, never avoid the process of meeting the parents before getting married.
Listen to me. Open up your eyes. I love what one of our guests said. Turn the lights on. Blow those candles out.
Yeah.
You know, stop all the romance and get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. You know, find out what this person is about. Find out, do they love your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ like you love him? Find out if they are tithe payer or if they're willing to submit themselves under leadership, because you got these renegades thinking that they don't need a man or woman of God to teach them anything or to be up under leadership.
Yeah.
Listen to me. If you got people with these kind of mindsets, I'm not saying we are not the church, because we are. Individually, we are the church, and we make up the body of Christ. But what I'm saying is we got folks that don't think that they have to answer to anyone, and that's completely out of order and against Scripture. So you got to find out where this person's mindset is at concerning their salvation. You got to figure out what's going on and how they treat their mama, how they respect their dad. If the dad wasn't in their life, are you bitter? Are you going to take it out on your sons and daughters that you're going to have? See, these things can affect the future really, really, you know, it can really affect it. It really can. It can go from marriage to you having children to then your children are being affected by what you guys have joined together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what you're joining together. What are you joining together? And be honest and say, you know what? And be honest. Listen to me. Don't hold someone hostage because you're scared that you don't want to be alone. That's selfish. You know, be honest when you know that this person is not for you or is not going to go any further. Don't be with somebody 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years with a ring on your finger, but then you have never made the decision to totally commit to them, you know? And be honest and say, you know what, it's not going to work out, and cut it before you get so entangled and so attached.
Before you get cut.
Yeah,
let me tell you like this. You know, marriage is so important, okay? Now, I know you might be embarrassed by your family because sometimes it's other way around. You be hiding your family from your potential spouse because you might be ashamed of your family because your family might be a little off the chain a little bit. Now, everybody got crazy people in their family, and some people got a whole family of crazy people. I know for certain. But anyway, you know what I'm saying is you can't hide those jokers from them much longer.
Mm-hmm. Eventually,
you're going to have to find out. So you might as well let it all out and say, listen, warn him or her, my family's a little crazy, but you're not marrying my family, you're marrying me, but my family's a little crazy. You know, just set it up. You know what to do. Now, listen, I want to talk about something that I always talk about concerning marriage, because marriage is honorable. That's what the Word of God says. An honorable man or woman will meet the parents, particularly when there's a father. A man is going, I'm talking from a man's point of view, when there's a father, he's got to meet that man and ask for her daughter's hand in marriage. Now, this is not old school. This is proper. Now, I'm going to run through this real quick. Then I'm going to go to commercial because we got so much information here. Thank God. Okay, this is proper. Step number one is to show respect. Why? Because that daughter belongs to that father and that family. So you're going into that family asking for their hand to take that person out of that family and to make them part of your family. It's a show of respect. Number two. After the father says yes, the two families customarily meet for dinner. This is supposed to be a celebration. They come and they meet and they get to know each other. To hide is an indication of shame, deception, and concealment. To hide is an indication of shame, deception, and concealment. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills. Over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email AODBYLUZ@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
You know, Coach Eric, before you left out, before you went to commercial break, I thought about something that were concealed that you were just talking about. And I noticed something. The reason why people a lot of times conceal the person is because they're unsealing the goods.
Wow. I didn't see that happen. All right. Amen. Now, we are step two still. All right. Marriage will bring all the secrets out because when you become one with someone, everything about you becomes part of them. You are connecting your flesh into God's spiritual covenant where all is revealed. Let me show you this. This is why no one gets away with adultery. Nobody gets away with it. Your participation in marriage connects you to God because marriage is what? A God thing. And God is what? Omniscient. He's all-knowing. That's why you can't get away with secrecy and do secret things. Step three, the courtship begins in wiser times. This is done with a chaperone, one who accompanies the two that are courting, supervises them, looks after them, even behaves as mediator between the couple. There are rules, no kissing, no touching, etc. Even expression of interest were passed between the chaperone, including the breakups, to protect both parties. The wisdom here was no one got hurt. Reason why people get hurt in relationships, and Coach Francis put it out, because they're concealing something that they're doing that's wrong. They're uncovering themselves. They're fornicating in a relationship. They're too intimate in a relationship. It's inordinate intimacy because it's not a committed relationship until you get married. The courters were not to exchange information or personal feelings directly to each other. The chaperone did this to protect you. So if you were just interested in somebody, you told the chaperone. The chaperone told the other party that he or she is no longer interested, and then it's a clean break. When you tell somebody the reason why I don't like you is because of this, you just hurt somebody's feelings. Now, Coach Fran is looking through the playbook, vigorously looking for this scripture. When she finds it, I'm going to hand it over. But we're going to go to the next segment. Next segment is called Running Home. Running home. This is when all hell breaks loose in your marriage. You will be running home to mama. There are things that should have been discussed between you before you got married.
And you know, Coach Eric, I love it because what happens now is, don't get me wrong, parents, we love our children unconditionally. But what happens, our children think we're being mean or being spiteful or that we don't love them, because the only information that you're giving them now is the information they should have got in the beginning. So what it looks like to the children oftentimes is that you're saying, see, I told you so. But I never got a chance to tell you anything because you never got my – you made the decision without the counsel. So I can only give you – what I would have said to you previously, and then also now where you have to go from this point to maybe make things better, you know? And really, once you do something, man, and it's not in the will of God, man can't get you out of that. See, that's the thing about it. It's like once we get into it, now we want to run to everyone. We want to run and get all the advice. We want to get all the help. But now that you're in this situation, the only person that can get you out, straighten it up, fix it, make it better is God. Now, you can listen to advice of what people tell you, but nothing is going to sound right. Nothing is going to seem right. Nothing is going to feel like it's working, because now that you're in it, now we want this quick fix to fix it, to make it right, or to get out of it. So anything any man say to you, it's like you that's going to be disregarded, and nobody's really going to be able to help you, you know? And then it's going to be really a humbling thing when you have to really repent and go to God, and you have to confess and say, I did that wrong, and let the Lord guide you and tell you what to do, because it may not be solely over. But now your instructions of what you have to do to maintain a marriage is totally different had you got the information before you did it.
Let me tell you something about your parents. And you should know this, because your parents got a lot more experience, more life experience than you have. And some things only your parents is going to pick up. You're not even going to see it when you're dating the person, but your parents will be the one that picks it up.
Yep.
Because they see more than you see. If there is a safety mechanism in your decision-making concerning who you marry, your parents is it. So we can't neglect and isolate yourselves from your safety mechanism. Number one, your parents know you. Your parents know you. and can almost immediately know if your potential spouse has the right stuff to handle you. Once they get to know your potential spouse, that is. That's why they got to meet them. You know, my mother will look at a woman and say, that woman can't handle you, or you can't handle that woman. You're not good for each other.
Yeah.
And we don't want to hear that. So we rather isolate them, you know, keep them away from our parents. We don't want them to mess it up. Number two, your parents love you. This potential spouse has to prove their love, but the parents have already proved their love to you, and they love you. And they're very protective, and they have protective instincts. They're going to kick in when they smell a rat. They can tell if a person means you no good, especially those mothers. They can tell when that woman is no good. They can tell when that guy is no good. And a man can look down another man and see whether or not he loves his daughter or not. And he can tell by the way that man looks back at him. They see what you don't because you're so in love, so infatuated, you don't see anything. Your real friends, too. You can literally be too close to the forest to see the trees. What this phrase denotes is that in the forest, your view is obstructed. You can get lost. Everything looks the same in all directions. You have to find a clearing or a high ground to find where you are. Our high ground is Christ. Our clearing is Christ. God is above it all to help us see. Now, according to the marriage playbook, according to the Holy Scriptures, it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, which is God, our holy parent, we should all meet.
Listen, we always talk about the power of God. We always talk about the instruction of God. And, I mean, with anyone, if you ever had the Lord move in your life in a mighty way in anything, whether it was healing, whether it was deliverance, whether it was him actually protecting you from going in the wrong direction, that's the same loving God through his Spirit willing to do the same thing when it comes to marriage. You know, and again, if you feel like you don't have that mother or that father or that mentor, you pray and ask the Lord. The Lord will send someone that will, you know, walk beside you, someone that will guide you, someone will give you godly instruction. Also, we got to be mindful that the Holy Spirit is never going to lead us wrong. He will lead us and guide us in all truth. That's every area of our lives concerning, because, you know, according to his word and his will. Let me tell you something. He does not lead us down alleys and black eyes and ditches and holes. You know, he does not do that. So we really got to start saying to ourselves, you know, because a lot of things we get ourselves into, we blame other people, we blame God, we blame the world, we blame the job, you know, and then we'll find ourselves in bondage and stuck there for years because we really wasn't honest and say, you know what, I made that wrong choice. I didn't consult anyone. I didn't want to consult anyone. I did what I want to do. And trust me, I know because I am a living testimony. My mother told me not to see that boy. I was 14 years old. I was not permitted to date. I was not permitted to go out and hold hands and kiss and all of that, you know. And because I disobeyed an order from my mom, because sometimes we think people got to tell us why they're saying what they're saying instead of just being obedient. Because sometimes, not sometimes, obedience will save your life. And I was not obedient to my mom. And that one thing my mom said, I don't want to catch you with that boy. And that thing came back to haunt me and destroy 20 years of my life that I will never be able to get back. And when I got older, I had to apologize to my mom. First of all, repent, you know, after I received the Lord Jesus Christ. Because sometimes, like I said, you blame everybody else. You all mad and you mad at them. No, you made that decision. I made that decision to disobey. I made that decision to link up with somebody that was not good for me at that time. to, you know, get in a relationship and still try to have a boyfriend and girlfriend because my friends had boyfriends and girlfriends. No, I did that. You know, and then later on down the line, because it had destroyed so much of my life and my, you know, where I potentially could have been with my future during that time, you know, I know it really disappointed my mom, but it was all because I was disobedient. So I had to apologize to my mom for disobeying what she said, even though it affected my life greatly. But this is what I'm saying. It's going to affect everybody around you. What I suffered and went through affected everybody. It affected my mom. It affected my brothers and my sisters. It affected everybody because that's how bad it was. And sometimes we don't realize that we're sleeping with the enemy. The enemy is trying to destroy you before you get to your future and what God has set up for you. You know, because we did not want to obey that voice. When the voice say no, or your parents say no, your dad say no, your pastor say no, you know, your mentor say no, you know. And for me, it was my mom, and I'm telling you, it destroyed 20 years of my life. I will never get that back. And I don't hold myself hostage to that. I thank God that he has freed me and liberated me from that. But sometimes that's what I'm talking about. People are getting situations, and you will end up being hostage to that mistake you made because you know you did not heed the counsel, you know? So I'm telling you now, if that is you, you know, God has forgiven you for that. You've asked for forgiveness. It's time to move on now. You can't recapture that time back. You can't get that time back.
Okay.
You know? Just know not to do that again. This is why I can say, yes, I made mistakes, but I promised God that I would never marry anyone if it was not of his will. I wasn't going to do it because of what I suffered through. And to me, sometimes we go through some trying things, and we end up getting right back into the same thing all over again. Or we end up doing this, repeating the same thing over again, you know? So then that means we're like a glutton for punishment, you know? God wants so much more for your life, and I'm going to tell you, I could not see that. I couldn't see it at that time, you know, because once I got caught up in that, then the other thing, then the abuse, then the drug addiction. I mean, it just went from one thing to the next. So you don't know where disobedience is going to lead you. So it's so vital that we be obedient to the word of God, to counsel, because it's safety in it. If I would have obeyed my mom, I'm telling you, again, I don't have any regrets, but I know if I would have obeyed her, I wouldn't have suffered half of what I had suffered just because she told me, don't see that boy, and that's what she said, you know? But no, I thought this was the love of my life. This was the only person who was going to ever love me. This is the only person who's going to ever be around. This is the only person that's going to be there for me. Oh, he would never cheat on me. He would never abuse me. He would never. See, we don't see all that because all we see is stars and the moons and skies and this blue with the sun hanging down with the white picket fence and the dog and the two children and the, you know? So we got to open up our eyes and really start paying attention to people we are connecting ourselves with.
Yeah, you can get caught up, and you start projecting. Thank Coach Fran for that testimony. It's powerful, because what you lose is time. Now, God gave us this time, and the time that God gave us is all the time we got. And you can't waste it. You can't spend it, because you can't get a refund on it. Once you lose it, it's gone. So in our decision-making, we want that word safety there. And that safety usually comes from those who love us, our parents. Don't despise the safety and the counsel that comes from your parents, particularly when you talk about changing your life in the spectra of marriage. It's nothing to play with. It's for grown folk, people that are mature.
And understand what marriage is.
And you got to understand what marriage is. And the only way to understand what marriage is by understanding God. Why? Because marriage is a God thing. And you can't do it without God. You can't be successful in it without God. Even your success in that without God is still failure, because you need God. Man, we really coming to the end of this thing, and I hope this information was a blessing to you. It was a blessing for me to hear it again. Me and Coach Fran talk about it all the time. Why? Because we want our team to win. We want what's best for you.
That's right.
Woo. So we put it all out there. We give you the whole game plan. Because you got an adversary. And the enemy hates anything that looks like God. And marriage was created and instituted by God. So when you indulge in it, the devil hates it, and he starts to attack it. Because you can date a guy for 20 years and live with him for 20 years, and there'll be no problems. The moment you say, I do, now you got problems. Why? Because now the devil is mad because you did an honorable thing. He hates to see things that are honorable. And marriage is honorable. The devil is the author of confusion and chaos. He doesn't like order. So we're going to take our break, and we're going to close out. Man, thank you for being on the Marriage Playbook with us, joining us today on this break Monday. Man, Season 8, Game 5. Man, we really appreciate you listening in, man, and being with us, man. I hope it was a blessing to you. Man, your guys are definitely in our prayers. Man, we'll be right back.
The Harrison Wedding Consultants have been servicing the Delaware Valley for over 20 years with the finest chefs, great venues, and pastries. The Harrison Wedding Consultants are prepared to service your every event. Contact us at 267-884-9472 or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The Harrison Wedding Consultants, quality you can trust.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Listen to our internet radio station at touchofgodradio.org, where you will find out your true identity in Christ. You can use the light that is within you to replace the darkness in this world. Go into all the world today with touchofgodradio.org.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right, listen, you guys. I mean, we come into the close of our show. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. You can listen to all of our previous broadcasts. Tune in and just go check some of those out. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing to you. We thank you again for today. This is another Monday at the Marriage Playbook Season 8, Game 5, Meet the Parents. This was tremendous. These are some things that I instruct and pass down to our grandchildren and our children, because it's important. You don't want them to have to suffer the same mistakes by doing the same thing you did, because we did not instruct them. Amen? So we are to instruct our children and our next seed and our next generation so they don't have the hardships. You know, and if they choose to go down that road, we're going to cover them in prayer. We're going to believe God to bring them out. Don't beat them half to death. We got to remember where we came from and the things that we did. But we are responsible, and God hold us accountable for being the men and women of God, that we can give out proper information to our children so they don't suffer. So listen, hey, you know it's PJC Media family here, and we are so honored to be part of such a great family. And so, look, we need you to go on and check out our other shows that's connected to us. They're our family. They're our love. We love them. We really, really do. So, look, Dovetails come on Sundays, and that's with Deborah. That's at 2:30 p.m. Yes, Dovetails with Deborah on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. On Tuesday, Right Stuff with Parker Cole, and that's at 7 p.m. On Friday, Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. That's at 8 p.m. On Saturday morning, you have the Parker J. Cole Show, and that's at 2 p.m. Listen, we got our main man, the Craig Carlisle Show, Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Yes, Craig Carlisle Show. And listen, Monday, you already know, the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. Listen, you can go like us on Facebook. You can go to our Instagram, Twitter. We're on there. Go ahead and send us messages. You can always send your quests, your comments, and your questions. Even let us know if you got a topic, something you want to hear about for a show. You can go to themarriageplaybook@gmail.com. We read your comments and get right back to you. Listen, we appreciate you. Always call in at 646-668-8485. That's 646-668-8485. Yes, this is the Marriage Playbook, and we are out.
See ya.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for spending your Monday evening here with us at the Marriage Playbook.
We hope we've encouraged you with some strategies that will give your marriage the win.
All right, so let's have a good week of practice, and we'll see you at game time next week
on
the Marriage Playbook. Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for...